Blog Talk Radio.
On Wheels Now.
Welcome to On Wheels Now, your inside look at locomotive sports. Live from Las Vegas, March 12th, 2019. We're all just going to nap here first. We're in slow mode here, I think. So we'll talk real slow. And hey, we're easy going tonight. So a great show for you tonight. We have our booking agent, Michael Miller. Thanks for being here.
Nice, thanks for having me.
And then an old guest. I'm going to call him old. He's probably used to being called old now. Aaron McMahon, thanks for being here.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Appreciate it.
It's been like a couple years since you've been here. You probably turned way up because we usually have Matt doing our Facebook thing, but you guys have to do your own Facebook thing tonight if you want it. So we apologize.
We're electing not to.
Okay. That's okay.
It takes away...
That's what I think.
The views on your show.
That's
so
right.
I could win my money.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we talked about it.
I don't want to see your face is the problem. I'm only kidding.
Hey,
he's yeah, I didn't get the feeling he was kidding.
So he's serious about that. We'll have to add a little juice in that pot.
Then our booking agent will book himself a few more times.
Right. Yeah, no, Aaron didn't know he was coming in, by the way. I think I see somebody over there.
Mike's on every show.
Come on in.
Then he wins that money.
Yes. No, it's the most listeners.
Yes.
And
I
don't think they're combined.
Show.
Right.
Well,
exactly.
No matter what.
Well, we're deciding it's going to be a total of all the shows or his anchor host or anchor guest like yourself.
Yeah.
We might give you the props for that. I'm not sure.
Whoa, where's my mic?
Oh, hold on. I'll get
Michael.
You.
Wait.
Vinny, you cannot sit on Michael Miller's lap. Okay,
that's okay.
Relax.
Good. He's my teammate.
And manager.
And manager, yeah.
He's our booking agent.
He's our booking agent.
Yeah. His top
there
four bomber drivers right here. Share a microphone.
Why are you over here jealous?
Yeah.
Like, Aaron, we all know you want to be on the flat.
I was talking about sharing the mic thing.
Oh.
he moved on from that. He's on to something else.
Yeah, like, you know, we're going to start rapping together. We got to share a mic.
Well, thanks for rolling in here. Of course, we expected Michael Miller and Aaron McMahon, but it's a pleasure having you here. Also, Vinny Rucci. Junior. I know a lot of people call you different things, but I just want to make sure I got it
right. No, you got it right.
I don't know if all of them's Vinny, but...
They might call me Junior, but...
What do you prefer?
Vincent? Yeah.
Really? What?
Yeah.
After all this time? You've been calling him all kinds
of... To be honest with you, I got my name when my dad started racing and everyone just started calling me Junior and I was just like, I guess I'm going with it.
I guess you're Junior, right?
It stuck, so I don't mind.
I think I seen a car out there this weekend that had Vinny written clear across the
me and Michael's new business.
Yeah, we started a new venture. We sponsor with duct tape.
Yeah. We make vinyl out of duct tape on cars.
The 44s look good, didn't they?
Yeah, they shine.
Well, what was it, like three rows of duct tape?
No. It's
just one layer.
Extra wide.
Oh, the extra wide. Yeah. Okay.
He would have had to pay if it was more layers.
Yeah. Let that sit in the sun for a little bit and take it off.
Same as if you wanted, like, colors.
Yeah, okay. Keep it on all year.
Double the price if you want colors.
Oh. Well, I think Fred can sponsor the duct tape, can he?
I mean, he could.
He probably did, actually.
I don't know if he wants to back these.
No telling what they did with it.
The truth comes out. What else you guys do with duct tape?
This is a family show.
Well, we did make flames on the front of the car, but that didn't make it to the track.
Oh, man.
Yeah. What, they blew off before he got to the track?
No, Jacob took them off. He's no fun.
You could have used spelled Vincent on the instead of Vinny.
We needed the cool Y.
Yeah, I needed the Y. I designed that myself.
Yeah, that Y that went all the way down the side of the car.
Wasn't that cool?
Yeah.
I didn't
see it.
If
you looked very close, it said 2018 Bomber Champ, and I signed it. Oh. And then on the back on Michael's name, he signed it Little TT Michael Miller.
That's the name of my race car. Little Tijuana. Oh.
We got names for our race cars. What do we got? We got Little TT. We got El Diablo.
I'm not part of this.
Unfortunately, I am.
Oh, okay.
With El Diablo.
El Diablo.
Okay, so you started the whole thing. It's actually your fault.
Yeah,
they're finishing.
El Diablo is the black car. That's now the 96 car that I raced last race. And then Michael's car is Little TT. And then what's the new car we're making?
El Fuego.
El Fuego.
Stands for fire and blast.
Yeah. And then the car that I wrecked was...
El Polo Loco.
Yeah. That's gone. Yeah.
No more of that. She's gone.
Who's not me.
Somebody.
We know who it is. It's Vincent.
Yeah. All right. Hold on. Sister's calling me.
Uh-oh. All right. We'll take a quick break while we're waiting for Vincent. So you just found out.
A moment of silence for Vincent.
Vincent.
So Vincent could take this phone call.
Hey, Vincent, can you hold it up to the mic so we could all hear what's...
Yeah.
I don't think you want to hear what Vincent says.
Okay.
He's not even answering me. That's how it is.
Why is your dad calling me?
He said, oh, answer it then. It's Xenia.
We are on the air. How dare you? I guess we need to call Vincent to get him. So let's call him.
He did say Facebook Live it.
I guess he wants me to Facebook Live it.
Here we go. So you're the only one. We just got done saying.
You don't have the right phone number to call the studio.
Yeah, this is not a five-year-old number that's calling us. Let's see here. How we do this again? Oh, live. Look at that. Oh.
We'll wait for you.
Yeah.
Start. Oh, we'll guess. We'll wait for you.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. So hey, we got this little holder here.
Who else you got lined up for us, Michael?
Well, it's me and whoever else wants to be on the show. Just call me.
Hey, just call Michael Miller.
Yeah, just call Michael. He'll set you up.
We got it. We good.
Make sure you get Michael in there, too.
Oh, my God. You've even got a stand for your
I got a stand. I'm on Facebook Live right now, too.
Impressive.
Yeah, looking at the ceiling.
Yeah, I know. It's okay.
You got something to stick that to?
No, I usually just hold it.
Oh, okay.
But, you know, I'm thinking about, you know, getting a GoPro holder that goes on my chest. And then we can film the race car.
There you go. He's ready to go.
Here we go. We got Aaron. Got Michael. And we got them.
Nobody wants to see us.
No. I got a face for radio, not television.
And he don't even have that. So that's pretty bad. No,
I mean, he does got the fancy microphone. It's got pink on it.
Yeah,
so.
That's true.
Yours had yellow.
Yeah, we need a switch.
Okay, what color you want?
I was going to say something bad, but...
Okay.
Are we...
Oh, wow.
Oh, you ripped it.
No, it was ripped.
Oh, okay, hold on.
When he chose.
Yep.
They're exchanging clown noses right now.
Yeah.
Do you feel better now?
Yes, I feel very better.
Turn that down so that you can't see it ripped, see?
Oh,
it's been ripped since I got it. Nobody knew that until you just said something.
Oh, man.
You know what? Actually, I saw that a month ago, and I was going to point it out, but I thought that would be kind of shady to do.
Vincent will take care of that for you. Vincent will take care of that for you.
We good.
Okay, so.
Back to our radio.
Well, let us know when we're ready to go.
Radio
show. Let's go.
Yeah.
Back to the
hosting
racing
along
radio
with Michael,
show.
Vincent, and Aaron is the man on a mission, Gary White.
How you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Everyone can see the thumbs up.
Yeah, there you go. Is that a emoji? Aaron's thumbs up
emoji. Well, I know the Bomber Nation hasn't been as popular as it once was because of
Facebook.
Yeah, but man. Did you guys see the stuff going down on Facebook today?
Don't bring that
don't
up.
Don't bring it up, Aaron.
Oh, don't bring it up.
I was trying to work.
I'm not active in Facebook, so I'm always the last to know.
Wow. Yeah.
So what's going on? Is it
just people being very upset with each other on there?
Because of
sure.
like
oh,
some races
that
because of some races this past weekend?
No.
No.
Oh.
No. About car count.
Oh, really?
Cheaters.
No. So it's the first race.
Yeah.
You mean there's cheaters already?
Yeah.
Well, accused cheaters, I should say. No, nobody's a cheater till proven cheating, right?
Yeah,
it's just accusation.
Yeah.
I didn't see anything. I mean, since you brought it up, should we dare?
Yeah.
Did they mention anything?
So it started with a post by the Scotty Babb, the guy who does the Victor Lane interviews and whatnot.
Okay.
He was basically asking if you guys, did you guys go to the Bull Ring this weekend?
I did not.
Yes, I did.
Gary did, but I did not.
We all saw the sad spectacle of the car count for like every division, except for the modifieds was up from last year. But then at the autograph session, I counted 192 people in the stands.
Oh, wow.
And I made sure.
Everyone was off the track. I'm sitting in his car waiting to roll off the track
because
I have a bum ankle, so he's driving me around. 192 people.
Wow. Okay.
Sad to begin with.
You know, and what sucks about that is they did advertise. I've heard it on the radio and all that.
Sports Talk Radio, they advertise it all the time.
I
don't know what the answer is there, but then so Scotty Babb brought up the car count, especially Bombers. It was like 11 or 12 cars.
Okay.
Right?
12.
Oh, whoa.
Okay.
Easy there, 12. Guys.
Not very much.
Not very much.
Put it that way.
Okay.
No. And it's the opening race.
Right.
That's a bad sign, guys.
Well, and it's a division that's been around since early 2000s, right?
Yeah.
So it's tough to see that, especially you winning that division over the last few years, looked like it was actually growing, not, you know, turning the opposite.
No, exactly. So he basically put it out there. What's it going to take to get the Bomber division back up to a healthy car count like it's been in the past?
And right.
A lot of people had a lot of opinions. Let's just say, shockingly, in the racing world, people with differing opinions didn't get along too well on there. So it was an interesting read. If you have a Facebook account, I would go look it up.
I'll see if I can look
hopefully
in a roundabout way.
Yeah, it was fairly comical. But, entertainment for the day.
Well, you know, but that does bring up a valid question.
Absolutely.
I guess, you know, what, from your opinion, on your side, what do you think would bring up car counts? And then also, looking from the outside in, what do you think you think should happen?
Just speak, Michael.
I'm going to try to keep this very short.
So, are you reading off your phone?
Oh, no. I'm coming factual.
Okay.
Who's
facts?
So, Scotty Babb
just
tried to do a good thing.
He did, absolutely.
Okay.
In his, excuse my language, but his whole post turned into other people's shit show.
Right.
Bashing the racetrack.
Well, you know, and that's a bad thing about an open forum like that.
I've heard, obviously. I saw certain tracks we pointed out here.
I recommend you guys go check out the Bomber Nation.
Keep it clean. Get off Facebook. Let's look at Irwindale Saturday night. What don't we? The Spec late models, 4 cars. The trucks, 7 cars. The Super Stocks had 5 cars. Their late models, which 4 were owned by the same team, 13. Madera, all their car count sucks except for the late models.
Yep.
But it's our track's fault. And that's part of the problem of why people stop coming or won't come here from another track is because all they do is they open up their Facebook and they see all these whiners
so
complaining all the time. But the thing is, it's kind of funny how we've had 4 or 5 race directors in a row that all did the same crappy stuff constantly because the same people said they did.
Now, you say whiners. Why would you consider what they're saying whining?
Because it's a bunch
versus
the majority of the people on there own race cars, and they have all these opinions, but do nothing but run down the track. And
are these people that have brought their cars out to the track or not?
A couple times.
Did they bring it to this first race? Whining? So they shouldn't probably have an opinion, unless there was a good reason not to bring it.
They're sitting there trying to understand why their opinion's not being heard. Why would you listen to someone after you just seen everything they just said about you? Negative, like you're not coming at it positive, and like I had to sit down myself after last year, after everything that happened, and do a lot of thinking. You know what? We should be blessed that Tim's there, because if he wasn't, would I have raced Saturday night? Who was going to step up and do it? All these people keep questioning tech that have all this knowledge about race cars, but they're not sitting there when Tim says, "Does anybody want to help?" No one's raised their hand to be a part of the solution.
Absolutely.
They just want to throw out all this stuff out there and all this negativity on a regular basis that is not doing nothing but adding to the problem.
Right. You know, I can see both sides of it because, you know, I've been in that position where I've been pissed off at the track or whatever and say, well, screw it, I'm not even going out. But then over time you realize, well, maybe the solution wasn't just to stay away. It's to, you know, kind of be more proactive. Like maybe like you're saying is get involved in either the track or something along those lines.
Yeah, and it's like if I'm seeing this at every racetrack on the West Coast, why is it not another issue. It's always the people running the racetrack. It's the people, you know what I mean? All this stuff. Here's the bottom line. Someone said something, we need to be more like Madera. Well, here's the thing. On a regular basis, our crowd shits all over their fans.
I've been there for big national races,
events.
You know, that are going to be showed on TV, and there's 80 people in the stands.
Right.
Now, it pays well,
to four people.
It's on TV, but there's nobody there watching anymore. And I'm saying the same thing about the bull ring. Now, I don't know what Irwindale's doing differently, but I saw the crowd there in a video. A lot of people.
So
to watch a few cars.
So we're talking about two different things here. One, spectator showing up and fans being to the track, and of course you're talking about on the other side with car count and people complaining about it instead of doing anything about it. So what you're talking about, Aaron, what do you think the reasons are locally, in your opinion, if you don't mind talking about it, why or how can we change the fan?
Well, if I had an answer, I'd probably be the promoter, to be honest.
Well, not really, because you know what?
There's a lot of competition in this town.
As a promoter,
Nevada.
You know, as a promoter, that's tough. And we're in a different.
There's a lot of stuff to do here.
Yeah, exactly. I think we're in a different scenario than, let's say, Irwindale or Madera, you know, somewhere like that.
Diehard Golden Knight fans, guess what they were doing Saturday night?
Sure.
They're watching the game.
Right.
And a lot of people are out
in the warm.
And I love the Golden Knights, but I'm checking it from my phone while I'm at the track.
You know,
my friends,
and that brings up something else because, you know, you are a hockey, Golden Knight hockey fan.
Yeah.
And, you know, I don't know if you guys are or not, you know, but you also are involved in racing where maybe a lot of
people.
I'm
a Kings fan.
Yeah. Well, no, it does matter. It does matter because you're a hockey fan. But you still was able to go to the track. But But I guess as a fan, you know, you guys are by heart, more into the auto side of it, whereas a regular hockey fan that's into auto racing might be more geared towards something else they understand they can be more involved with hockey, I guess. How can you sway them to come over? Price shouldn't be a difference because it's got to be cheaper to go to the track.
Well, unless you're sitting at home watching the game. You know, now the Golden Knights games are so expensive, I don't even really go anymore like I was the first
year. Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. So why not go to the racetrack instead where it's 10, 12?
Well,
I don't even know how much it costs now, but
Like, I don't think we're going to have no spectacular crowd Saturday night, but I think a huge part of the people's decision-making of sitting at home doing whatever they chose to do was it was 40 degrees by the time the sun went down with the wind.
Right.
I didn't want to be there after my race. So I get why someone doesn't want to go and pay to sit in the freezing cold.
Right, or pay extra and go sit
and
inside over at the Golden Knights game.
And that's always taken into effect, but the thing is, like, another thing, like, let's talk about car count. Madera's car count's 32. Well, here's what Madera has going for them that we do not. We are a standalone city. Nothing conjoining, nothing. You go look at where everyone's from on their hometown. There's a lot of names. So it looks like they're bringing in all these people from different towns, but they're not. Some of these people that live in Fresno live it's a shorter drive to get to the Madera Speedway than it is for me to go from Warm Springs and Eastern to the racetrack. So there's so many more towns to pull the fans and pull, you know what I mean? And it's all 30, 40-minute drives. You've got like five different towns. And that is a factor. People don't get it. We are a different entity than a lot of these tracks because we don't have surrounding towns to bring. Yes, we are bigger than the town of Madera. But we are not bigger than the entire area that Madera is in.
Yeah, Central California.
Not even close in the amount of people. You brought the fact that we're Vegas, there's so much more to do. Or was that Aaron? You know what I mean? But the thing is, the solution's not just running your mouth constantly.
So let's say on a driver's side, how many people were there to support you, yourself, you know, family or friends or anything like that? Yeah, did you
about 10.
So about 10. That seems 5 to 10. It seems like a usual amount of people that come support you know,
and it's
a
just
driver.
Like, it's just like this, like what Aaron said, is Madera gets, let's just say, 80 to 100 people, and we get 80 to 100 people. Madera is going to look packed compared to ours because their stands are a lot smaller than ours. So that's why that track looks like they get a lot of fan base.
So do you think as you want to see more fans in the stand, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so do we all when we go out and race locally. Should you go above and beyond to try to help get people in the stands also?
I have.
You race there. You want your own fan base.
I got to be honest. I've done more than anybody in this room, I think, in the last 2 years. I've been in schools.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
In
2017, I went to like 8 different schools.
Right.
I tried, man.
And that's amazing.
Flyers and pamphlets. And I don't know if anybody ever came.
Why do you think – I mean, what I mean, that's the tough part. Yeah, we think, hey, Tim has the golden answer because he's a promoter, but he doesn't. I think he needs everybody's help. Just like
idea.
If you were a promoter out there, you would want, hey, give me some input. I'm doing what I can. And, of course, he's got to wear 20 different hats, you know, sometimes out there.
It was just like
there.
The duel in the desert. I told him, and I would put my car on display and hand out flyers all day.
You see, the problem with that. That's cool, right?
Right.
But the problem with that is it's already at the bullring where, let's say, 80% of those fans at the bullring are already going to the duel in the desert. You got to, like, get out of the racing box and start intriguing a different market of people that don't know about short track racing. For instance, if it wasn't for me racing, my son and his friends on his basketball team would have no idea there was a racetrack out there. Zero.
I've talked to people that's been in Vegas for 20 years that don't know there's a racetrack
out
there.
It's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is crazy.
And it's not. I'm not saying it's anybody's fault. And back to the fan thing, it's just sad for me because I can remember seeing a picture of my stepbrother win a race.
Right.
And the camera was behind him in victory lane. He looked at the crowd, and it's just amazing.
Right.
You know, he's standing on the roof of the car, and there's just people going wild.
Mm-hmm.
And I want that to happen again, but a lot of it's back to what Mike's saying. We say it's two different issues, but I don't really think it is.
Okay.
You got to get the car count up because, Mike, how many people were there to watch you Saturday night, would you say?
10.
10 people, just for Mike in a bomber car, right? But there's 12 bombers. Let's say 10 people show up for every bomber that's out there. It's 120 people. You get 25 bombers. Now you've got 250 people out there eating hot dogs, drinking beers.
Making money.
Some of them going into the pits. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So I think it's all directly correlated with each other. You got to get the car count up. And dude, it was $50 for a wristband this weekend.
Yeah, that was great.
I understand insurance goes up,
sure.
But it seems like the last 2 or 3 years, these pit passes, I don't have a NASCAR license.
Right.
If I did, I think I'm saving, what, $5? It's $45?
Yeah, I paid $70 for the weekend.
I paid $45 for my Saturday night.
$45. So if I want one crew guy to go out there on a Friday and Saturday night, that is a $100 bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You guys all know if you're running anything bigger than a bomber,
you need it.
A late model, a modified, you need 2-3 guys. Now I'm spending $300 just on them to go run a local show.
So you think there's too much cost involved in the back gate than maybe putting it towards, you know, trying to get it out.
But at the same time, I can't sit there and judge Tim for that either or whoever makes the decision to raise prices because there's got to be cars coming through the gates as well.
Absolutely.
Because you got to have money to spend.
Right. Obviously, I don't think Tim's the one that dictates cost.
No,
I'm
absolutely.
Sure it comes from higher up. But I don't know. I could be wrong, too. But you know, obviously, there's a lot of different angles that we probably don't even know about or see. But
all I know is,
but yeah, you're right.
See,
you're right. Costs.
We as a group, short track racers, need to figure something out because I'm still watching racetracks close. And Saturday night was the first time since I've been going out there since I was 13, 14, that I really worried about the racetrack.
Really? Interesting.
Because it's the opening race of the season. That used to be a big deal to racers. Nobody shows up to race.
Yeah,
nobody in the stands to watch.
It's usually a full night because you're trying to see how the rest of your season is going to go and all that.
I loaded up my car and I walked up to the stand to watch a late model race, and it was 5 cars on the track.
Yeah.
The super late models. 5.
Right, and that's the premier division. If
it was
nobody
5
else knows
cars.
That, that's
how many started the show? I
think it was like 8.
8. 2 loaded
seven.
Up.
7 cars.
7.
And 2 loaded up.
When I walked up
good.
There and I saw 5
right.
cars
no,
on the track,
not,
I was just like,
good.
This is nothing that I really want to watch. Like, I can go back and just leave and have breakfast with all my friends because we're all loaded up and we already did a race.
Right.
We need more car count in general.
But do you feel a little bit of an obligation to say, hey, I should stay and support the other dying division?
Well,
As if you wanted them to support you, too. Okay.
I'm just saying, it's like, that's how people would feel about that is like, I paid all this money to get into the gate and I'm watching a 5-car race.
Right.
Which
do you think a lot of those people probably won't come back? Let's say out of 192 people, how many of them might come back because they think, cause there wasn't a car count
I gotta
like
be
that.
Honest though. Like I think those 192 people
are supporting
probably,
right.
Yeah.
So
a lot of those
will be back, but it should be triple that.
I wonder how many first timers were actually there. Probably not many.
Yeah.
You know, and like I said, I don't have an answer, honestly, but I think as short track racers, we all need to be a little bit concerned with the car counts and the crowds.
Do you
that
think
are out there.
Since there was only 192 people that the thought should be, hey, well, as a track that should be supported by a super speedway, they should say, you know what, let's let fans in free. Let's not charge for the front. Let's get people in the stands and pack the stands and talk about it.
Yeah. Maybe not every weekend, but maybe.
Well,
I feel like they should do like, weekends that they just say, hey, we're free, and right. like just put it out there.
Fan appreciation
and,
night.
Yeah, yeah, it's a fan appreciation night.
And opening night is perfect.
Or, and the good thing about that is if you promote it the right way, you'll get more people out there, and you'll make your money back in food sales than right. what you're going to make on the gate entry.
Ultimately, what you want to do is get a new face out there
right.
that falls in love with the sport.
Right.
You could have five people go out there and only two like it.
Yeah, absolutely.
But you want to keep those two people coming.
Right.
And right now, I just don't think there's new faces coming through those gates
right.
to watch
you know,
racing.
Do you think a lot of – I mean, you guys – I know you're involved. Do you think a lot of the differences, the younger attention span –
Absolutely.
They'd rather do iRacing instead. They'd rather sit at home and not sit in the 40-degree temperature and watch racing. They'd rather be involved playing racing at home in front of their TV.
I mean, that's another thing, though. Like, kids aren't as intrigued by cars as they once were either.
Right.
You know, it's Fortnite. It's Minecraft. That
right.
kind of stuff on a tablet. And
even if you were into racing,
yeah.
it would probably be iRacing or something that you can be involved with that's
mm-hmm.
live. Am I correct? You do
no,
iRacing
I
still?
Race all the time.
Right.
I enjoy it, but it doesn't keep me from the racetrack.
Right. But that's because you're already – you
in
didn't
it.
Start iRacing
yeah.
before you used to –
No, it was,
yeah, it was after.
Exactly.
So
it's an issue, man, because, like, how many kids do you know right now that are teenagers
right.
that are interested in working on cars?
Yeah, not many.
But when you guys were all kids, right, I'm guessing that was
oh, yeah.
what you wanted to
always
do.
Involved with.
There's
you
a
know,
lot more options.
And mm-hmm. even when you look at, like, the Bandolero, the young – guys that most of those kids are family members of people that already have been involved in the track. Let's say you guys probably name names better than me, but they were probably like thrown into auto racing because their dad or mom did it or something like that. Not
yeah,
because
honestly,
they
like,
wanted
kids
to.
I know in Bandoleros are from like people that
right.
raced in the past. Wayne Morris, right? His daughter's racing.
Right.
So stuff like that are
right.
kids I know.
Right.
The other ones, unfortunately, I don't really know.
Right. Uh-oh. We do have a caller, I guess, but do we dare?
I'm probably in trouble.
Somebody got the right phone number.
Uh-oh.
Oh, it's my dad.
Hello?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, how
are you? This is Vinny Ricci,
senior,
am I correct?
I'm amazed. I think what they need to do is go to these schools and hand out free tickets.
Or like put the cars on display.
Kids are going to make their parents come.
But,
they want to come.
Well, you know, but Aaron took 2 years and did this, but it didn't seem like it worked, you know. So, but I agree with you. I think, you know, you got to try to get the young.
Yeah, and, you know, I never.
But if it's for free, they'll come.
I
right.
never,
the first time,
what Vinny's saying, I never did either. I never went
free
and got
tickets
from Tim Richter, which
right.
I probably could
and
have done.
And then do an autograph session on that night so that these kids
right.
can get down on the track and meet
mm-hmm.
these drivers and see these cars up close.
Absolutely.
That's how you get the young generation to come out there.
Yep.
No, I agree. And I
so,
think an opening night would be ideal for free tickets because you start off the season, pack the seats, have an autograph session like you're saying. And then get them to touch these cars and sit inside or something. Because
they're
you
not
know?
Making much off the gate as it is.
No, exactly.
This
yeah.
week,
I mean,
know,
I don't
like,
think they're making all their money.
Right.
They're making their money on the back gate, really.
Right.
So, I mean, and it's worth a try if they did it once or twice. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you get there, I mean, it's cheaper to take your family to the bull ring on a Saturday night than it is to take them to a movie.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
And they were running in family four packs, like 4 for $24 a couple of years ago, starting
right.
to get a whole family in. And they were giving away like a free hot dog and a drink.
Right.
They need to bring that stuff back so we can get this place going.
No, I agree with you. I think that's the key. That's one of the things why, you know, I think free tickets, maybe not every race, but on certain occasions, opening night, obviously, I think is one of the key.
And then they need to let these fans know that when the races are over. I know they used to do it. I don't know if they still tell them, hey, all the fans are welcome in the pits
right.
afterwards for free so they can get in the pits and check everybody
right.
out and see what's going on. Sometimes there's still tech going on and stuff like that.
Right. You know, and I think that's some of the differences. Let's say you see an NHRA race, you walk through the pits just to get to the stands. It's automatically part of it. So I think that's something that fans might think they're getting, but afterwards, you know, not till afterwards, but yeah, they need
and
a reminder.
I think that the track promoter, Tim Richter, would be open to that kind of stuff because it helps everybody out. It helps their bottom line out as far as money. It helps
right.
races out. And I think you'll get more people involved coming out and, you know, getting interested in what we do.
Absolutely. No, I agree, Vinny. Do we call you? What do we call you, Vinny? We just found out we got to call Vinny Vincent. Everybody calls him Junior.
He's Junior.
You're Junior.
You can call me Junior.
Wait, tonight we'll call you Junior.
I got you 2 years ago.
All right. But okay, cool. No, we all appreciate the input. I think you're right. I think, you know, Tim needs to hear about these different ideas, and he, you know, without them.
I mean, we should even show up at car shows. Maybe we can get a car show going. I used to do car shows at an Italian restaurant years ago.
Carlucci.
I don't know where we can do a car show or something.
Right.
Everyone brings their race cars out and stuff. And there's all kinds of things we can try to do.
Yeah, you know, and I think, you know, it all sounds good, but sometimes I think Tim has his hands tied. I know, like, you know, the Big Ignite, you know, they had a big truck show, and there was a huge turnout, but he didn't do it again the next year because the powers to be didn't allow him to do that.
Really?
Wow. So,
but
just,
maybe,
you know,
just
like this.
We need to have fireworks every weekend. 4th of July, that place is standing.
Mm-hmm, right.
Stand,
but it was just like this. He did that truck show.
Yeah.
And they didn't give free tickets out. So everyone that was in that truck show, when that truck show was over,
right,
they left. If he would have gave everyone that participated and brought their truck out to that truck show and gave them like 4 tickets each,
right, but you know that, but
we would have had a pack stand.
But that's
that
not
night.
A call that Tim makes sometimes. He,
well,
has,
yeah,
to, he has a marketing department,
yeah, yeah,
that he has to answer to. But yeah, maybe he did ask them. We don't know, you know, I can't speak for him. None
no,
of us.
Yeah,
know, but yeah, you're right. You know, again, it's falling back to, hey, give away.
Because like,
give
I
away
knew,
free tickets, right?
I knew like 4 people in that crowd, and I'm like, are you guys going to watch the race? They're like, oh, no, we're going home.
Right.
And I was just like, oh, like.
Some of them probably didn't even know there's a race going,
yeah,
on.
Yeah, I didn't even know.
So.
Well,
no,
maybe on good. The night of fire, when people are coming through the doors, they'll give their email address, set up a table.
Right.
And you can send them out promotions and stuff.
That's a great idea.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because that place is still gets some fans in there for Night of Fire. Not like it used to be. I remember,
right,
when I was younger.
Oh, yeah.
You couldn't even get in.
Yeah, you
couldn't even walk up
the
gate to watch the fireworks.
I'm not going to say this, but I had to sneak in a couple times because we couldn't get in. thanks a lot, Vinny. Appreciate you calling in. Any words for your son before you part?
Well, just keep doing what he does. He works hard and does a lot of hard work.
Absolutely.
Trying to win the races. I mean, he lives in the shop, so he ain't working doing plumbing. He's working on cars.
There you go. Hey, you,
so
you do
radio show.
Whatever you're doing, you did a good job with Junior here, so appreciate that. Hopefully that spreads around to Michael Miller. Thanks, Vinny.
All righty, guys. Take care.
Appreciate it, man.
See ya.
All right, bye.
You know, it kind of falls back, you know, to what has been said 2 or 3 times is promotions, giveaway, you know, hey, you got to give the free, you got to get the people involved to see what they're missing.
And like, yet again, I think personally, I feel like Tim wants to do stuff because he is a racer. He's
right.
Been in that
mm-hmm.
situation.
Absolutely.
But
yeah.
Sometimes he does have his hands tied.
Right.
And I feel like most of the stuff he wants to do, he can't.
Right.
So I'm not blaming it on Tim.
No,
I'm
no, of course
saying.
Not. But,
just,
but, you know, and obviously there's a lot of things
but
that
you
should
you
be
have
blaming
some
on
people
Tim
out
also,
there that
but,
blame it on Tim. And it's just
right.
Like, Tim wants to do it, but like some of the stuff he can't.
Right. You know, and what the track, I mean, I'm sure they do understand, but it's harder for Aaron McMoran, for Michael Miller, for Vincent to go out and get sponsors if you can't say there's more than 192 people in the stands. You know, how mm-hmm. do you get more money to pay for the back entrance,
yep.
you know, for your crew and
all
everyone
that? Everyone always talks about purse. Well, if you
right.
increase the purse, more racers would show up.
Right.
You can't increase the purse with 192
but
people coming to the fucking game.
But does that – well, no, but does that work for, let's say, what makes the Duel in the Desert such a big show?
Because everyone brings, like, all the homies. Like, that the Duel in the Desert has the select few from town. But there a lot of those teams, those 100-something cars that show up,
we had 178 cars. Mm-hmm.
Are bringing their
A-Mod.
Whole family. I'm
right.
talking, they bringing grandma, okay? Because she never been to Vegas before, and she's been saving up. All right, they're bringing her on down.
Yeah.
Like, I've seen it. They all are
but,
part of – so they really don't have
getting,
the fan base.
But they're not
they
getting free tickets. And they're
no.
only paying $7,777.
You got to think about this.
And
77 cents.
You got people coming from Canada.
You got
to
think about this.
Down, yeah.
Right, exactly. So why
dirt,
is that?
Dirt racing gets a lot more car count. Those car counts.
So what I'm hearing is turn the boring into a dirt track, and let's make the half mile an asphalt track. I've been saying that since the beginning.
That would be a cool dirt track. I would race it.
And it would be an actual boring, right? We could call it a – no.
No, but I'm saying, like, the Duel in the Desert, it's 178 cars last year just in A mods.
Right.
And you had 100-something cars in B mods.
Right.
Just right there, if you times each car by 10 people, that's your full stands right
now,
there.
Am I allowed to ask this? Did you go out and buy a new dirt car?
I did.
Is it just for the Duel?
No, I bought it because I wrecked my other car.
Oh, okay. So here, did you invest in a dirt car, which is not in your backyard to race, but you spent a lot of money on a dirt car. Why would you do that if you're going to go race just one or two races, you know?
Let's put it this way. I started racing dirt, and I fell in love with it.
Okay.
I have more people that are friendly there. I have more people that are willing to help me, like Michael and Aaron.
So how do you get that to translate into the asphalt?
And it's $25 to get in.
Okay. Well, there's a key. $25 to get in. Michael Miller's got his hand raised.
$400 and $800
Wait.
I just figured it
out. All right, go ahead. He's got
it. Okay, hold on. We have an answer.
You heard it here first.
Michael's speaking.
Make sure we get this documented.
You heard it here first.
Break it. The difference. It just dawned to me. Now, I'm not a big dirt track fan. I'm just not. It's not my cup
I'm
of tea.
Sorry for you.
That's okay.
It's just not my thing.
I agree with you.
But this is what I can tell you about dirt racing compared to asphalt racing these days, and why not all tracks like Pahrump, sometimes they struggle with the car count as well.
Sure.
But from what I can see, there are more true-hearted racers left there than there are in asphalt these days. And I'm talking all the way up to Cup. There's a bunch of wannabes that want to do it, but they're not real racers anymore. That's what, like, back in the heyday, when Dale Earnhardt was racing at your local track, Dick Trickle, Mark Martin, all them.
So
no track promoter in the world, they could pull the utmost. They come back the next night because there's probably a race 2 days in a row, and they're still just going to show up because they're a racer and they're going to race.
So this could be a trickle effect from the upper echelons of NASCAR. Then you're saying this is rolling downhill. NASCAR sucks up high, so it starts to suck down low,
well,
right?
I mean, you also got to see that. NASCAR's down in their sales, too, for stands.
Well, no, and that's a valid point. That's what I'm saying. It is a valid point.
I'll tell you
point.
What. So. I'd watch a lot more NASCAR because I don't watch NASCAR anymore.
I don't either.
I'm sick of watching kids with billionaire grandparents get all the cup rides. But that's besides the fact. If NASCAR was full of Bubba Pollards and Ryan Preece's, who somehow made it, which is amazing, and guys like that, short track guys who are just out killing it, and that was your cup guys? Derek Thorns, Jeremy Doss's,
Aaron McMorrin's.
Stop. I would probably watch a lot more NASCAR.
Right.
And I'm wondering if people are a little bit tired of the manufactured race car driver, which is clean cut.
I am.
Is good in commercials, and as long as they don't make a fool of themselves on national TV, we consider them marketable.
Well, and that's the key point, is they're marketable, and that's what the
but soon
that's how they get
be
their
no
money
sport to market.
Well, exactly. No,
so what
right.
do we?
Can I ask you, Aaron? How come you're not racing this year? Am I correct? As far as the Lucas Oil, are they still called Lucas Oil or?
No, they changed to SRL. Beer is modified.
Okay.
Presented by Lucas.
But you're not racing that series this year, Mike.
No,
correct?
I actually Saturday night traded my modified for a late model.
Okay.
I think it's a late model.
Super late model.
Super late model.
So, are you? I mean, if you don't mind me asking, are you planning on doing local racing or kind of Havasu? Maybe pick and choose, not really going into like a points.
Yeah. So race. With my kids' basketball, I've told you guys
behind
the scenes, it just takes up so much time that I don't want to have any like dedicated dates on the schedule where.
The only thing
I can do is go race.
Is it relaxing, though, to have that, not have
absolutely.
That pressure?
Yeah. The first 5 weeks of 2019, I was in three different cities. We went to Portland, Dallas, Salt Lake, all for basketball tournaments, and we're having a blast with it. So I don't know if I'll ever run for, like, a points championship again. But, we're going to put this car together. I want to go run these big shows at Madera, go to Havasu in the winter for fun.
So, kind of what it sounds like, too, is some of the fun is gone out of this race, local racing. It becomes work.
It's a grind.
Know? Yeah, it is a grind.
And I was driving two cars in 2017,
Right. Which, if it was fun, it's fun jumping two cars, right?
Yeah.
So, but you got to be able to feel like you have a chance to win and all that.
Which I did. I have great cars and Castro for Pete, so we know his right. stuff's fast. And even when you're winning, sometimes it's not
exactly.
that much fun. It's a lot. And then I'm rushing from basketball games. Like my kid last in 2017 had a basketball game, championship game at 4 o'clock. I talked to Tim, told him, hey, is it okay if I miss the driver's meeting? You know, yep. stuff like that. And
I
went
that.
And watched his game. So
had a respect.
Do you yeah. remember back, like, I don't know if it's been every year, but, and I don't even know, I don't think Tim was involved. When you used to be involved at the track, you used to be able to get an X amount of free tickets to give away
mm-hmm.
during certain races,
yeah.
whether it was 25 or.
Yeah, if you had sponsors that wanted to come out on
right.
the night.
Did, does that still happen? Do you guys?
I
still,
haven't heard about it.
You know,
I
haven't heard of that
I
in
haven't.
Years myself, but maybe that's something that's missing, you know,
mm-hmm.
something that needs to happen. Obviously, that goes back to free, giving some stuff away for free.
Yeah.
yeah.
So. Which you think would be an option, because it's not like the place is sold out and you're handing out money.
It's right? like what they do with the truck race. They give away a lot of tickets year in and year
right.
out. So why would it be any different for what we're doing?
You
as
know,
long as they get in and spend some money, it's...
You know, that's something I don't think happens. Maybe I'm wrong that...
Yeah,
the
we could be
track,
completely off base.
It's,
right.
you know. It's something that they have to take a risk on handing out free tickets to see if they do get their money
You would think you should be able to take this Bullring track and say, everything's free. Because we're supported by a super speedway, right? Wouldn't you think that? Everything's free, guys.
All right.
Yeah. So I got to thinking when I pulled into the racetrack, all right? And this is what really worries me.
Uh-oh.
Those self-driving cars that are set up out there.
Yes.
I'm not
– Yep. Yep.
This could not be true, but I heard that was $300,000 for the year
and it's
to
possible.
Use that spot, right?
Yeah.
What do you think the Bullring makes in a year?
Oh, yeah.
Profit wise, probably nothing.
Probably not.
No.
Yeah,
to
I remember
no.
talking
here's,
to you about this.
Here's my fear. It would be a bad business move for whoever owns the Speedway. I'm not into all that. If that same company comes along and says, you know what? We want the rest of that space.
Right.
Where we pit yeah. now, because it's already cut down, right?
Absolutely.
What happens if they come along and say, we'll give you $700,000
right.
every year for the rest of this area? So $1 million a year to
right.
occupy. Can the Speedway turn that down?
That'd be tough, you know, because you have a department up there that doesn't care whether it's a local, you know, commitment or anything like that.
Yeah.
But they're looking at the dollar figures.
Yeah.
You know?
And I pulled
Do
in.
Do I take a caller?
I saw that and it just worried me, man.
Right.
I told you, it's the first time I've ever showed up to the racetrack and just been worried.
Right.
About what we have and it possibly not being there.
I will take a quick call real quick. Cut you short. Who do we have here?
My Hello. Name is Mike Young. How you guys doing?
Good. How you doing, Mike?
I'm good. I wanted to let you know that I got my feet wet in the bomber category on Friday
okay.
night.
Okay.
Number 65. Had the a time of my life. It was a blast.
Cool deal, yeah. Did you run into any of these, get involved with any of these guys like Michael Miller or Vinny Ricci Jr. out there?
No, I spun a couple times myself. So I was trying to test the limits a little bit.
Right.
No, it was a good time. I was able to get in there without incident and get out clean. But I got to tell you, I'm very interested in helping promote the Bullring and the series
right.
there in general. I'm with LasVegas.net, and
right.
I've been talking to some of the people about doing something cool, maybe helping
yeah,
with promotions.
Absolutely.
Nice.
No, we appreciate you, you know, what you've done. These guys probably don't know who you are, but we do.
Yes.
We appreciate you being involved, and that's something that that this local area needs, obviously, and local series and things like that need your help. So we appreciate you coming
yeah,
out and in the bomber. Gary was helping, obviously, and it was in the 65 car.
Yeah,
Gary
he looked
White
like he
there,
did
so.
Fine. I spent, like, 3 seconds. I was actually snapped my throttle cable next one. And then I drove the 44 car once against him.
Right. So cool.
Yeah,
we're looking forward to more promotion.
And,
yep. I'm sorry to cut you off. But yeah, appreciate it, Mike. And we'll be looking out for you. I know we're going to see a lot more of you out at the end. You know, I you're an events person, so
yeah.
you're kind of guy that can make it happen. So we appreciate that.
Well, listen, anything to help promote things to do for families here locally, that's what we're about
cool.
specifically. So thank you very much, guys, and I'll be listening in.
Yep. Thank
fine.
You. Yeah, appreciate
thank
you.
You, thank
you calling in. LV not, you know,
LV.net.
LV.net. If
Thanks,
you haven't
Mike.
Heard of that locally, he
oh,
is involved
know,
with that.
It's a big company.
Yep. Big company. You know, and they're, and let me tell you, and I won't get into details, but he's, Mike's involved in a lot of different things in the marketing side. And let me tell you, he's somebody that is going to help in that area, you know, of trying to fill these stands and so on. So, and not just locally, but in other ways too.
And
so,
that might be what it takes, is someone outside the realm, you know what I mean? Like someone that thinks differently than racers think.
But you know, he's been involved and been, has a passion for racing and, you know, and something that, you know, Gary has stepped up is to get him in a seat, in, you know,
yeah,
in a bomber.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, once you get inside, you get a different feel and different view of
totally
racing.
Different experience.
Absolutely. So, yeah, appreciate it, Mike.
And by the way, he didn't want to get out of the car.
I know the feeling.
Slap some plates on it, he could drive it home. How about that?
We went looking for him after he tested one time. We went looking for him, and he was already back in lineup waiting for the next group to go out.
Time to ride.
So again, you know, LV.net, you know, appreciate everything they're doing, everything they're going to be doing. Just so you know, there's a lot of cool stuff coming up with LV.net. If you don't know, you know, listen to Highway Vibe Radio when you're going back and forth to California and Arizona and stuff like that. So they're involved heavily in that also. So, but yeah, cool. I'm glad Mike called in.
Yep.
Appreciate that, Mike. And we look forward to you in the seat of more things. He's going to... Well, we won't say much. We won't say too much more. A lot of cool stuff coming up, so we really appreciate that. But you know, but that's the solutions we need is people that you guys, Mike, Aaron have done it. Went out to schools, try to promote not just yourself, but by getting guys out there as your fan, you're getting
people to show up.
You know, and you know, same thing with you guys, and just talking about it and getting it out there is what's needed.
Yeah, I wasn't trying to bring the whole show down today.
No. Hey,
with all the sadness.
Yeah, that doesn't bring the show down. That you know, that's what we're here for, is to put out. Let's find solutions. You know, I mean, obviously we all have ideas, but doesn't mean they're all good ideas. Doesn't mean they're all bad ideas. You know, I mean, I like to see Aaron out there. I know he brings a lot of fan base when he's racing. So it sucks to not see you out there, but it's cool to see you out there when you are out there.
Honestly, man, I got to tell you, if I had known there was going to be 12, 13, 602 mods this year, I might have reconsidered car and running that consistently.
Now, because you used to have a 602 mod, am I correct?
I mean, the STR that I just got rid of on Saturday would have worked too.
But you had a different car, didn't you, back in the day?
It's Kyle Keller's now.
Oh, okay.
And that was a Tucson mod.
Yeah, that was a
different.
While ago. Though.
Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's what Kyle Keller's running now.
Okay.
That's another car that's been added to the car count. But
what are you smiling about, Gary?
I love this show. Let's not forget Mike at LVNet, .net. I'm sorry. Also sponsors the number 12 of Cindy Clark skid plate car.
And I do. Okay. Because I do forget. We got
talking about other things. Yeah.
So if you haven't got,
custom earbuds.
Call Hair Clear 725-333-HEAR. So, sorry, Cindy.
Yes.
All right.
We got talking about other things. So.
But, you know, obviously that's what, you know, keeps racing going. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
So I guess before we still got a few minutes, but let's get sponsors out of the way and so on. I mean, Aaron, you're not actively racing, but you got a lot of people that help you.
Yeah, right now, man, mainly my father-in-law and his connections to the air conditioning world have kind of kept us going. Air-Right air conditioning, and then air filtration systems, you know, and then most likely going to have like a Rheem Rude paint scheme.
Oh, cool.
I know you're into AC.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
That interests you, I'm sure, because they're willing to pay for a lot of the advertising for that. So
absolutely.
That'll be cool, too. That's about it as far as sponsorships for myself.
Well, you're not supposed to paint race cars green, right? Am I right?
I know. Hey, when they write a check, I mean.
Right? There you go, right? Exactly.
I'll paint that thing.
Oop,
yep.
No, he's always
purple.
He
has a purple. That's his color. He, so. But,
yeah.
Cool. Yeah, anything to see someone like yourself out of the track. I mean, you've been involved.
And yes, when we get the car done, like, it needs some love, man. So I'm
just
not just going to show up with a pile to the racetrack.
Right.
That's not my style anymore.
Right.
But, yeah.
I got
anymore,
the duct tape.
I'd say in a couple months we'll probably
got the duct tape wrapped waiting.
Well, he just said he's not allowing you guys to touch his car as far as the graphics go.
True.
issue. Yeah. We'll see.
Well, see, if it matters, Jacob didn't let us either.
Yeah, he was at work, and then okay. He walked in the shop, and I'll show you the video after this.
Wait, he's scared to peel that tape off to see what's
going on. No, I used the cheapest stuff I could find. Okay. I don't even think this has glue on it.
Yeah. Like, I think we had to spit on it to get it to stick.
It's single ply.
Yeah.
Cool. How about you, Michael?
Sponsors. Oh yeah, Aqua Perfects, Full Circle Water, Silver Star Plumbing, Dynamis Engineering, Houston Dallas Seminet. That's pretty much.
And which car are you driving again? The 21.
Yeah, the 21.
So if anybody you want to either be mad at or cheer for, the 21 bomber.
I do know Mike from LV.net is not happy with you because you cut his. Testing short.
You brought the caution.
You brought the caution.
Trust me, it was my one time I got to go out of my car that night, and it's a good thing I did go out. I almost didn't. I was just there to help Jacob, and if that would have broke up, I don't. You should know, Gary. I asked you. I was like, "How do you know how hard it is to find a 1977 throttle cable?" In the spur of the moment, you can't get that. Everyone can have it mailed in for Tuesday.
Yeah, a rod and some wire, whatever.
I thought about it.
Your turn, Vincent.
Oh.
Vincent.
Silver Star Plumbing, Drain and Sewer, Aqua Perfect, Full Circle Water, and Dynama. Is it Dynamax or Dynama?
Oh, Dynamax.
Dynamis.
Dynamite.
Man,
what do they do? Okay, Michael.
Solar fill.
We do everything.
Okay, all right. Everything. So, if you need anything. Call Mike Miller for everything.
Yes. It's Mike Miller.
All right.
So I'm sure Houston can make it, right? He can weld good.
So I've got questions for you guys.
Okay.
Uh-oh.
Go ahead.
How's the truck series going?
You know, good. You know, we only had it, obviously, for 1 year. This will be our second year going into. We got a really good schedule coming up. Thanks for asking.
Yeah.
March 23rd in Havasu is our opening night. So
soon. That's
next week.
2 weeks.
A couple weeks.
A week.
Mm-hmm. We'll be back in Vegas. We'll be in Vegas April 20th. So that'll be our first show here in Vegas. And then on to California in May 25th, which is Memorial Weekend, we'll be at Orange Show.
Oh,
so interesting.
Cool.
First time trucks in years.
Mm-hmm.
So we're very lucky to be able to get on the schedule there. It's going to be a cool race. And
is Rod Parker still the promoter there?
He's involved. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Something that we didn't figure out we were going to do, but the first three races are in three different states.
Yeah, and we're going to end the same way. The last three races will be in Arizona, California, and Vegas.
Yeah, I'll tell you, man, growing up, hanging out with Spencer Clark and stuff, that was some of the most fun I had was traveling around with him and doing the ASA speed truck thing. So I'm hoping you guys can
reboot. It's a lot of work. Yeah, we're trying to, obviously, today's economy, dollars make a difference, and we are trying to keep it fun, keep it where, it's not, racing costs money.
Mm-hmm.
We can't get around that. It's a touring series. Touring costs money.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to keep it fun, and maybe we can get guys like yourself. We've had some really good racers race with us, maybe you can hop in a truck with us, sometime, we hope so. We got some really, really talented racers. We don't let anybody in our trucks. We've had Thane Alderman, Mark Allison.
Yeah.
We've had some good drivers.
Michael
help us
Rifle.
Out.
I think I've heard of that Thane guy.
Yeah.
Two or one.
You
time.
May or may not like him, but
Thane's my boy.
But a lot of help with that, and hopefully, they've talked a lot about our banquet with the truck series. So the late model truck series was really,
you guys
really
do that
good. Fogo de Cho or whatever they call it.
Okay. In Vegas.
Yeah, here in Vegas.
Over there on Flamingo and Paradise.
It's kind of like Texas Day Brazil.
Yeah, all you can eat.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, this year I could be your announcer at your banquet.
Hey,
we'll keep that in mind.
She's available.
And
wait a minute.
Each ticket's $100 to get in. How many would you like?
Don't play with that like that. I'll pay the guy at the door $20 to let me in.
But thanks for asking, Aaron. Yeah, it's tough. Tough road, obviously they're
a long road.
Yeah. But they're,
mm-hmm.
Purpose built race trucks, and they're a lot of fun, and we want to keep it that way. So, but, with help with guys like yourself and everybody around us, hopefully, we'll see a strong, growth in it.
Yeah.
So, There's a lot of them out there. They're fun. You know, they're a spec series.
Do you guys feel like your first race at Havasu, you're going to have more trucks than maybe you had last season?
You know, we'll have about the same, if not more. Okay. Yeah. You know, scheduling is tough. It's, you know, we're not promoters. You know, mm-hmm. we're learning as we go. Mm-hmm. So, you know, that's why the help with everybody around us, you know, makes a difference. But, and we get a lot of help from the promoters at other tracks with input and all that. But scheduling is always tough on a touring series when you're starting.
Oh, yeah.
If you're SRL, it's not a problem. You just schedule whenever you want and, you know.
Yeah.
Build it and they
everyone
will come.
Kind of follows suit,
right?
Right.
Yeah. Whereas, you know, we're trying to work with trucks at other tracks and so on, you know, but can't please everybody. But
well, I'm rooting for you guys.
Well, we appreciate it. Yeah. So, you know, so we got a good schedule. You know, again, like I said, April will be in Vegas, May will be in Orange Show, and then back in Vegas in August, the end of August on the Pack the Track night, which will be a special event with Mike, so keep an eye on that race yes. coming after the summer break,
yep.
And then we have a race in
Willow Springs,
the quarter mile there. Yep. I don't know if you guys have ever been there.
Never been. I know
it's an interesting little track. Let's put it that way. You know, but we had a lot of fun there, and they're real open, you know, open.
Receptive,
exactly.
Yeah.
Very good way to put it. And then of course we have our championship night in Vegas on the 23rd,
November 23rd. But we go to Havasu before that.
Oh yeah, I'm sorry. We have Havasu on it's a really good night in Havasu. It's a night that the modifieds, the SRL mm-hmm. Spears modifieds.
Oh, there you go.
Presented by Lucas Oil
by Lucas Oil.
Yep, we'll be there. So, that's November 12th, I believe, and then on November 23rd is when we have our race here.
Well, it's probably the 9th then, because that's 14 days from the 9th.
Is it? Okay, I'm sorry. Whatever day it is.
So how many
don't
races?
Quote me on that.
Seven races.
Seven? Yeah.
I like
And then we finish up with the...
not every month.
Yeah, right? Exactly. Yeah. We try to spread it out where you can enjoy it and not feel like it's work. So, and then we finish up in Vegas on the SRL night, same night that the modifieds are in town. So.
Sorry. It's November 2nd.
Oh, the 2nd, yes. I'm sorry. Yes. It is a 2nd. It originally was a 9th, and it was moved to the 2nd.
Yes.
And the only reason it was moved is because the modifieds wanted to be on that night, so they had to move their schedule around. So.
Yeah, and like you said, you're kind of going to attach yourself to one of those series if you can on a given night, right?
Right. So, you know, they Havasu was real good in wanting us there on that same night with them. So
who was your guys' champion this year?
Mark Allison.
Nice.
Yeah, Mark Allison won our championship this year, so we'll see. This year's going to be different.
Do you guys drive or no?
We did this last year. We may or may not this year. I'm not sure yet. Depends if we can get guys like yourself involved. You know. If we can peel you away from Michael Miller and his
career. What's that? You want me to drive your truck?
Like I said,
I got to ride.
Like we said, we want experienced, well-known drivers that we trust.
Michael spelled backwards is shoe.
Is it shoe or shoot?
I think it's shoot.
Michael should have his own reality TV show.
He's scheduling his own reality TV show here every Tuesday.
Every Tuesday night, 2 o'clock.
What's your next one?
Yeah.
Hey, when you're working on this card, just don't hurt your hands so you can still write the names of the people coming in.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, I already got it stamped in Michael Miller.
Oh, okay.
Oh my God, I can't believe we're out of time.
No, I used
time.
Up your
we
guys
the
whole
about,
show talking
we even talk about the weekend.
The
hey,
you
next
know
time
that's what we're
you
here
come
for.
In, you can talk about the same thing if they're doing the same thing. Don't matter.
They didn't even talk about the weekend.
You know what? Next time
I know,
I'll come up with some like ideas that I think would help.
Get with the booking agent.
I'll
see what I can do.
See if you can pencil me in.
So again, maybe next weekend, next week.
Yeah.
Next week we'll talk about the Bullring race this past weekend. So thanks for joining us at onwheelsnow.com. Join us next week at 6 p.m. live. Also go to the BomberNation.com website. Thanks for bringing that up to Aaron. And sorry we didn't talk more about you, but we'll have you back in. We'll get with Michael Miller and get your book.
Yes, please do.
Again, thanks guys for coming in. So appreciate it. And now you can also go to LVMS.com.
You know what? Thanks, guys.
But we're
you guys, and I don't really know of any other people doing it right now. It's good. They're the only ones out there talking about us in the media.
So. We appreciate it. This is for you guys. So
thanks
again.
Right.
And you guys. Thanks for listening.